Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's the Morning Bull. George, Mo, Cowboy Dave. We've been hearing that the state is going to be slowly opening back up the economy. But there are some questions if you're one of those workers that's been laid off or furloughed or whatever. As a matter of fact, we got sent a letter yesterday that a Houston business was sending out to their employees. And I quote, "If your employer offers you your job back and you decline, your unemployment benefits will end."
Whoa.
There were several people that sent us that and said, wait, is this true? Should we be worried about this as our businesses reopen? So we thought we'd go to our lawyer friend, Ray. It's Lawyer Ray, ladies and gentlemen.
Aww, hey there.
New papa, by the way, and we'll get to that in just a few minutes. But Ray, we wanted to ask you, is that true? If your employer comes back and offers you your job back and you turn it down, do your unemployment benefits end?
Well, let me start out by saying this. That letter might as well have started out saying, hey, all you cool cats and kids. It's awful. It's awful. But the long and the short of it is she could actually be right. I mean, that's the thing. The state has instituted some measures to extend unemployment benefits and relax some of the job-seeking requirements. But the general rule is if work is available from your employer, you kind of have to take it.
Wow. Okay. All right. So poorly written letter is slightly threatening, but in general, it looks like it's true.
Yeah, now there is, as with the law, there's always but, right?
Okay.
And the but in this situation is you can quit your job if you feel that there is an unsafe work environment and still potentially get your unemployment benefit. So okay. There is that little bit of a get out of jail free card for you.
That was going to be my question, because I guess I want to sympathize with people that maybe feel like they're not quite ready to be back in the world yet, you know?
Absolutely. And I told all my employees, look, you have to do what's best for you and your family. You know, the firm will be here, work will be here after. But at the end of the day, people have, immunocompromised children and family members. And that's way more important than a job, frankly.
So what happens if you decide you don't want to go back to work? Is there another way for folks to file for benefits?
So the state has allowed filing for benefits all online right now. So you can go to the Texas Workforce Commission website, submit your application there, and usually get a pretty quick response. They'll estimate your benefits out. But, the thing with unemployment benefits, it's not 100% of your pay, right? So it's always good to get back in the workforce to the extent you're able to do that safely. But, the benefits have been extended. They're making it easier. Just go online to the Texas Workforce Commission. You can submit everything there.
Okay. All right. Ray, Lawyer Ray, kind of clearing things up for us. He's with the Ted Smith Law Group. And again, this letter was popping up everywhere yesterday. It was on Reddit. It got sent to us a couple of different times. And again, it was one of those things where I want to believe that whoever this owner was just really bad at writing memos and that they are ready to welcome back their employees and stuff like that.
With the best intentions,
but
hopefully.
It did sound a little threatening there. So
we feel the frustration, I think.
I think it is frustration, Cowboy. I think there are a lot of people out there that it's going to be difficult making that transition back. And just one of the challenges, one of the hurdles that people are going to have as we try to reopen the economy.
Yeah.
Lawyer Ray is with the Ted Smith Law Group, and we always appreciate your availability, sir, jumping on and answering some questions like this.
It's always a pleasure talking with y'all.
And we got to give a congratulations to you and your lovely wife. Baby Ray came to the world a couple of weeks ago.
That's amazing.
Yes, he is. He's here. He doesn't have his law license yet, so we can't call him Baby Lawyer Ray, but maybe one day.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You all stay safe, and always, as always, we appreciate your advice, sir.
Y'all do the same.
All right. Legal advice rendered on this show is worth exactly what you paid for it, okay? We're not charging you anything.
Unofficial counsel
exactly
of the Morning Bull.
We got it here with George, Mo, and Cowboy Dave.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.